There was a time after last year's elections during which many experts were predicting a sharp bounce in economic growth in the U.S. As indicated by writer Nelson Schwartz, that sharp bounce is beginning to look more like a small bump. It is not that the economy is necessarily weakening or that a recession is imminent. Rather, it appears that the pace of growth this year won't be much more than it was last year or the year before that. Expectations for more rapid growth have been in decline amid lackluster consumer spending and durable goods orders. The U.S. economy expanded 1.2% on an annualized basis during the first quarter. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta's popular GDP Now model had been forecasting 4.1% growth during the current quarter, but now that model is predicting 3.7% growth. The upshot is that rather than expanding 3%, as some experts had been predicting, economic growth in 2017 is more likely to be in the range of 2%. That makes a big difference in an economy that generates $19 trillion in output per annum. A recently released budget proposal from the Trump administration assumes growth of about 3% annually. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.